The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Father, we thank you. Thank you for bringing us to this service this morning. To you be all the glory. We ask that you breathe on your word this morning. Let no one go back the same. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Can I hear a big hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
You are not going back the same way you came in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are not going back the same way you came in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I've not told you to sit down, those on the gallery. You are not going back the same in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What God has proposed and destined for you will come to pass.
Amen.
Your own good news package will hit your life now.
Amen.
Your own good news package will suddenly land in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything called shame will never be seen around your life.
Amen.
Anything called crying or weeping will never be seen around your life. In your house, in this December, it shall be shouts of joy. It shall be shouts of hallelujah. It shall be shouts of joy. It shall be shouts of hallelujah. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Welcome at least three people and tell them welcome to God's presence. And then please be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. Please be seated. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. To Him alone be all the glory. If you were not here yesterday, you missed. Power to prosper. Please make sure you go and listen to that message at all costs. If you missed out yesterday, Breakthrough Encounter, make sure at all costs you listen to that message and you pray all the prayers we prayed. God will help you in Jesus' name. Can I say aloud? Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Anointing for gratitude and good news. It's our anointing service. Anointing for gratitude and good news. One of the best habits and behavior a believer can possess is the habit of gratitude. Gratitude is essential for all believers that will do well in life. Psalm 69, verse 30 to 31. Psalm 69, verse 30 through to verse 30. And we praise the name of God with a song, and we magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that had horns and hoofs. I will offer my praise to God. God wants it more than any other thing. Hello. This is scripture here. This is scripture here. There is nothing that pleases God like gratitude, like praising Him. Gratitude is showing appreciation for benefits and blessings received. What is gratitude? Gratitude is showing appreciation for benefits and blessings you have received. Showing appreciation for benefits and blessings you have received. Now, I want you to know that prayer is very powerful. From Monday all through to Wednesday, we're praying and fasting. Some, even beyond that. Fasting is fantastic. Prayer is powerful. Giving is glorious. But gratitude is the greatest. Fasting is fantastic. Prayer is powerful. But the greatest is gratitude. Somebody shout gratitude. Gratitude is the most preferred of them all. Gratitude pleases God more than any other thing that you can do. Gratitude will prevail when every other thing fails. When every other thing fails, gratitude will still prevail. Even angels in heaven must always offer gratitude to God from time. Revelation 5, verse 11 to 13. They cannot offer to God prayers or anything without gratitude. They can't do anything without gratitude. Bible says, and behold, I have heard of the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of them. Now look at this. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Now go to verse 13. And every creature which is in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing, honor, glory, power be unto him that seated upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Somebody shout amen. Amen. So angels must offer gratitude. How much more human beings? Quickly this morning, what are some things that we need to note about gratitude? Give us five of them very quickly in this service. What are some things we need to note about gratitude? Number one, gratitude is becoming scarce in our world today. One of the things that are very scarce in our world today is gratitude. There are many believers, but there are few worshippers. Many believers, but very few grateful people. Many who are believers, who are Christians, but very few who are grateful people. And you must know that everything you have, God gave it to you, so you must be grateful. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7. And what do you have? You say, for who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? Now, if thou did receive it, why doth thou glory as if thou did not receive it? So everything you have, you received it. Everything that you are right now, you received it. Say, why are you glowing as if you did not receive it? Your OND, your HND, your BSc, your certifications, your health, your wife, your children, your job, your education, your admission, the food you have eaten, everything is you received it. Say, why are you now glowing as if you did not receive it? So, there are many believers, but very few worshippers. May you be among those that are grateful in the name of Jesus. Second thing to note about gratitude is that ingratitude is one of the end time problems. 2 Timothy 3 verse 2. Ingratitude is part of the problem of this end time. Say, for many shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. So when you see people that are ungrateful to you, it's part of the end time. It's part of the end time things. It's part of the characteristics of the end time. You know, sometime somebody wanted to do an occasion, and I gathered a few of my siblings, and I said, let's give this person something very, very, very befitting they wanted to do like a burial or something. Let's give this person very befitting. So we brought out some money. I'll not tell you how much, but it's something quite substantial. It's not 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. And then the person received it and just sent a text and just said, thanks. Ingratitude is part of the events that are very prevalent in this world. And you will not be among the ungrateful in Jesus' name. Many behave as if they are self-made. You are not self-made, you are God-made. Ingratitude is because many believe that they are self-made. What's there? I'm the one that did it. What's there? It's my beauty that got me this husband. If I'm not beautiful, no man will talk to me. It's my certificate that got me the good job. If I did not do well in school, many did well in school and they did not get anything out of their life. Number three thing to note about gratitude is that if you are a grateful person, there is nothing God cannot do for you. If you are a grateful person, there is nothing God cannot do in your life. If you are grateful, nothing, there is nothing God cannot bless you with. There is nothing you can wish for, desire for, pray for, or wish for that God cannot do for you. To the extent that even before you pray, there's a song like that. Even before I pray, Jehovah Nisi, answer me, Tobechukwu, yeah. That song applies to only the grateful. Somebody that is not grateful, you cannot think of blessing the person before the person asks. Is somebody that you know that this person will be thankful to God and thankful to those that God has used for them. If you are grateful, there is nothing God cannot do for you. You know, this gratitude thing is what separates one Christian from another. Some people wonder, well, how come some Christians are able to still make it in this economy? How come that some people are able to still do well? Everybody say things, how come? This is the difference. This gratitude is the difference. Number four thing to note about gratitude is that it is gratitude that makes your prayer, fasting, and giving effective and productive. Fast from now to tomorrow. Pray from now to tomorrow. And if you are not a grateful person, forget it. Fasting, wonderful. I mean, that's like, it's very good. Praying, very, very fantastic. Fantabulous. But without the circle of gratitude, all those things. Because when God blesses somebody who is not always grateful, anything that happens in his life, the person will come back and say, it's because I was able to bribe somebody. And it's because that I'm very good. It's because. So God will just look at the person and just sideline the person. You will never be sidelined in life in Jesus' name. If you want your prayer to be effective, if you want your fasting to be effective, if you want your service in God's house to be effective, you must be grateful to God. You must be a grateful person. Your heart must be grateful. I pray for you today. The Lord will make this happen for you in the name of Jesus. Number five, things to note about gratitude is that those that bombard heaven without gratitude for blessings, those who bombard heaven without gratitude for blessings received in the past should not expect prompt answers. Those that bombard heaven for more requests should not expect more requests, because the what God did for you in the past, you never say thank you. The testimonies that God gave to you last month, last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, in the course of the week, while the message was on, one of our pastors was teaching us about the importance of having a journal where you keep records. Because man tends to forget. A lot of men, they only remember what is happening now. What happened, what God did yesterday, they don't remember. Only what they are. If you are not doing anything from them now, you are a useless person. That's man for you. Sir, what is he doing for me? What's the big deal there? But we must always learn to remember. I told my wife last night, very late last night, I just called her. She said, what's the issue? I said, I'm not very happy about something. I said, so person has been good to me about 20-something years ago. And I said, he's suffering now, and I'm not happy about it. Things are not okay for him now. This is what I've done, but it's not enough. I feel that I should do more. I'm talking of about 22 years ago. We must not be ungrateful. We must not forget God's magnanimity. The reason why many are where they are is nothing but ingratitude. They don't recollect. They don't remember.
He cannot, except is another thing is done now. Every other thing is already in history. None of us will be like that in Jesus' name. I say none of us will be like that in Jesus' name. Looking through the scriptures, we have examples of men and women of gratitude. Number one is David. David was a man addicted. We can talk about David from now till tomorrow on this matter of gratitude. In Psalms chapter 34, verse 1, he says, "I will always bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth." It's not that God built him a house. It's not that God gave him visa to travel. It's not that God gave him a new wife. It's not that he said, "I will praise the Lord at all times." One thing you will find in my mouth is gratitude. One thing you will see with me is that I am always saying gratitude. I'm always expressing my gratitude. And it's there all through scriptures. All through scriptures. Thanking God, appreciating God, exalting God, lifting God, offering sacrifices. To the extent that he wanted to build a temple for God, God said, "I know your heart. But you see, you have fought too many battles. Blood is in your hand. But I will allow your son to build it." You know what he did? He prepared everything needed for the house. He didn't build it. But he said, "What will be used to build it, I will supply it." He was so grateful. No wonder God called him a man after his own heart. He was a man after God's heart. Because of his gratitude. Because of his gratefulness. There's nothing extraordinary about many believers. It is their gratitude level that is taking them higher. Many believers, nothing extraordinary about their life. Recently, one of our members here, not in this city, in another major city, told me that a staff in the office, in their office, had a problem. I can't remember the full details of the issue now. And that the person, "This issue is very relaxed." He said, "My pastor taught us that when things are very tough like this, you should thank God. 3 days, just thank God for 3 nights. The following week, as they step in the following week, that matter cleared off." That is what thanksgiving can do. That's what praise can do. That's what appreciating God can do. You will not starve God. God doesn't eat too. He doesn't eat plantain amala. He doesn't eat gbegiri and ewedu. He doesn't eat edukaiko. He doesn't eat praise the Lord. He doesn't eat all these things. What does he eat? Our gratitude. Ah, Father, if me, who am I to even be alive now? Who am I? I'm just a nobody. I thank you. I thank you. Eshegoni, ekuitojumi, momore, ekuitojumi o. Eshegoni, ekuitojumi, momore, emakuitojumi o. Eshegoni. Quickly this morning, have I given you one example, right? Okay, I'll give you more examples in the second service because of time. Or let me give you one more. Paul, Apostle Paul, was a thanksgiver. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. The Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Apostle Paul was a man of gratitude. No downtime. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, he says, "Rejoice, and again I say, rejoice." He was an addicted thanksgiver. No downtime, no sadness. He didn't allow anything called sadness around him. All he was doing was thanking God, who brought him out of a life of sin, out of a life of like an hire killer or kidnapper, and brought him into salvation. Not only being saved, he was the best of all the apostles. Writing, traveling for ministry, being blessed. There's hardly any church in the world this morning now that Apostle Paul's scriptures will not be mentioned. So these are the things that distinguishes one man from another.
These are the things that blesses one person. Anytime you see that things are going down for you, your praise level is down. Anytime you notice that things are not working well in your life, this is the problem. Because of lack of time, quickly this morning, how do you profit from Thanksgiving? Give us a few of that, then we will begin to thank God this morning. Then we'll go to the anointing session briefly before we begin to thank God. How can I profit from gratitude? Are you ready for this? How many of us want to profit from gratitude? After praising God, dancing, thanking God, giving. How do you? Okay, let's give you this. How do you profit from? Number one, giving must be done cheerfully. Whenever you are thanking God or showing your gratitude, you don't just give anyhow. You must give with gratitude. Whenever you are offering God something, whatever it is you are offering God, you don't just present it and say, just take. No. It must be done cheerfully. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly. They say, we must thank God. We must bring something. We must... That one, forget it. Don't bother to drop any offering. It's not necessary. Of necessity. It's necessary. It's mandatory. So that's why, if not because it's mandatory, I will not even do it. I will not even come to church at all. I will just be online. It must not be done grudgingly. It must not be done of necessity. It says, for God loveth a cheerful giver. It must be done with appreciation. It must be done with a heart that is rejoicing. That's how to do it. No gratitude can be accepted with mockery or with any form of a grudginess in your grudge in your heart against God. God, I'm just thanking you. You know you have not really done well this year, but I'm just giving this because, I mean, my envelope must be fat. Everybody must see it when they say raise it up. I normally do transfer, so my envelope might be flat, but I'm just giving you because, everybody, pastor has said that kind of offering is of no use. Offering of gratitude must be done with thanksgiving. Shemi nore oluwa. Shemi nore oluwa. Mo wa dupe ore atodumodun. Mo wa dupe ore atoshumoshu. Mo wa dupe ore igba gbogbo. Shemi nore oluwa. Ah, God will say, ah, who is that person that is singing with so much melody and who is that person? May your name be mentioned. I say, may your name be mentioned. I say, may your name be mentioned. In the name of Jesus. A cheerful giver is one that brings his offering with dancing, with rejoicing, with praise to God. That's a cheerful giver. That's why, if you check your scripture very well, in 2 Samuel chapter 6, particularly, when David was offering his offering to God, the Bible says he was dancing to the extent that his wife looked at him and said, ah, what kind of human being are you? See the way you are dancing so as if, because he did not look at anything. He did it so cheerfully. Sometimes when I'm jumping up here, people just look at me like, this pastor cannot be more than 20 years old. See the way he's jumping. See the way he's that way I'm jumping. That's the way my heart is towards God. It's not that I'm not doing drama for you. I'm not into drama ministry. I've not yet joined that ministry yet. That way I'm jumping and dancing, that is the way my heart is to God in appreciation. Because I always think deeply. I'm a deep thinker. Sometimes, when I sit down alone, I can be alone for hours. I'll be thinking. I'll be meditating on God's goodness, meditating on God's kindness. Praise the Lord. Number two, how do you profit from gratitude? Disconnect from the ungrateful. You cannot profit from your gratitude if you are still connected with the ungrateful. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, or what we can call the ungrateful. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Go to verse 17. Go to verse 17. Let me show you something there. Wherefore, come out from among them. Come out from among the ungrateful. And be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Don't romance the ungrateful. Don't fraternize with those that don't care about God's goodness or the goodness of... You know, there are some people that when you tell them that God uses this person to bless you, they say, hey, how much? How much? They say it's a small something. You want to do something. How much did he give you? He said, that's too small now. A big person like that. Which work did you do to the person's pockets to even make the person to give you something? There's some people like that. I have many stories of things like that. You know, sometimes some people are so funny. When, for example, if a guy now I've sent you to give somebody something. Maybe I bought something for somebody that is huge, or I did something for somebody, and then you want to do something. And maybe at that time I wasn't so, as it were, or maybe at that time one reason or the other I couldn't do as much as I did. You now because of that, you're saying, this person, no, I'm the one that they even sent to. That's a bad behavior. We must disconnect from the ungrateful. Don't stay with friends that have bad ego. Now listen, those that have ego, they can end up as he-goats. Don't stay with friends who have bad ego. Ego, me alone. No, you are looking at a he-goat. A goat. Disconnect anybody who always rubbish what other people are doing or what other people did for other people. Sir, this is what they did for you. That's a bad heart. Anything that God does for us, if we thank Him, He will do more. Hello. How many of you can remember the house you used to live in those days many years? Is that where you are still now? Has changed your level. Some of you remember the kind of car you used to drive in those days. It's better for you now. Some of you remember the time you were a jambite. You know where you are now. So everything about life is about change of levels. Last night when we had our fellowship with our brethren who are abroad in the night yesterday, the prayer meeting, and then they were sharing their testimony. One of the families shared that they just brought a brand new car. I know this brother when he was in Nigeria here. He had a car. And this was his car. But now he's driving a brand new car. Let us learn to thank God. Somebody will say, car is nothing abroad. The car is nothing. But it's something. As he's thanking God for that, he's there. His wife was also there thanking God. Please help us thank God that God gave us a car. By next time, maybe the thing we'll be dedicating next is cars or jets. That's how God works. That's how God works. Don't stay with friends who don't have a regard for gratitude. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, friendship affects a lot. Friendship affects a lot. It has a lot of effect on your life. That's why the Bible tells us in Proverbs 13 verse 20 that he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. So be deliberate about who you work with. Be deliberate about, because no friendship leaves you the same. It's either adds to you or it deducts from you. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number three. how to profit from gratitude is avoid complaining. And this is one of the major things with us as believers. We complain too much. Realize that complaining is not harmless. It's not a harmless thing. Many believers don't realize that complaining has a lot of effect, negative effect. Anytime you want to be grateful, that's why the devil will try to bring you into complaining. What this person has done for me is not okay. What this God has done for me is not okay. This one is not. No. Everything that God does for you is perfect. Everything that God does last night through this morning while I was praying, a scripture was just running through my mind. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. For we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. For we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to... It was just running through my mind while I was praying in the night. It's necessary for us to avoid complaining, because complaining complicates our destiny. Complaining is not gameful, but it's deadly. Complaining is not gameful, it's deadly. Anytime you sit down with complaining or you stay with complaining, you have excluded yourself from miracles. You have excluded yourself from signs and wonders. In Numbers 14, verse 28 to 29, Numbers 14, 28 to 29, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ear, so will I do to you. Your carcass shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. God said, I will deal with them. Everybody, 20 years old and upward, that murmured against me, I will show them pepe. I don't know your age now. He said, before you attained 20, they should have trained you that murmuring, I don't like it. I hate it. 1 Corinthians 10:10. Neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. 1 Corinthians 10:10. Don't murmur. Don't say, I've not done enough. If you do nothing else, oh, you have done it all for me. Omema, 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 omema. You have done it all for me. Omema, 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 omema. You have done. Complaining will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Complaining brings a believer down. Anytime you see a believer that is up, that is always complaining, this country is very bad. People are very bad. Everything is very bad. No, nothing, no good story. Nothing ever goes well with such. I understand that with the situation of things around the world right now, sometimes it can take it all. And you just look at, this is too much. Immediately you return back to say, God, I'm sorry. I want to thank you. Because as long as you are alive, there's hope for you. It's only somebody who is in the grave that there's no hope for. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? As long as you are still alive, there's hope for you. Bible says there's hope for a tree if it be cut down. See, because that it will sprout again. You will rise again. All you have lost, you will gain them back again. All you have lost, you will gain them back again. All the devil stole from your family, you will get it 100% back. All that the wicked stole from your family, you will retrieve it back. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? And lastly, how do I profit from gratitude? I said number one is what? Giving must be done what? Cheerfully. Number two, disconnect from the ungrateful. Number three. Number four. Express your gratitude deliberately and voluntarily. Express your gratitude deliberately and voluntarily. Don't wait for the pastor to force you. You must praise God today by force, by fire. Sometimes choir people will be singing. They say, you are not dancing. Haven't you noticed me here? I will not ask you if you are dancing. I will be dancing. If you like that, why will I be forcing you to dance? I don't need to force you to dance. I've taught you enough to know that you must dance. You will not lose your legs. I say you will not lose your legs. Somebody invited me for a program, and the lady was on the wheelchair. Most likely, maybe paralyzed or maybe stroke or something that happened to her, and she was on the wheelchair. She cannot stand. And she was still, but she cannot dare get up. She cannot even, the legs are probably paralyzed. She was doing like this, thanking God. Her voice was still okay. She can still hear the music. So she was still thanking God that, thank God that I can still move like this. And I can still, my hands are okay. So she was doing her hands like this. But the leg was stagnant on the place. Could not move. Don't allow anybody to force you. Why did you dance? Why didn't you dance? Why didn't you shake? Why didn't you? Don't do that. Do your gratitude voluntarily. Let your mind be made up to praise God. Let your mind be made up to praise God. If we come for service and we're only two here, somebody singing, I will thank God. So it's not your coming. That's why Pastor Papa is happy that we are all here. Sit down there. When I'm not thanking God alone, God, are you there? Let it be voluntary. Let your mind be made up to thank God. This is the kind of praise that God loves. It is deliberate, yet it's surprising and amazing. Because God sometimes, make God surprised with the way you thank Him for small things. Let Him be surprised. That he's thanking me so much. Whereas I've done times for somebody else, he's not saying thank you. I just did something small. See the way you are so grateful to me. Then he will begin to shower you with blessings. Get ready. Your house will be filled with blessings. As you thank God today, your house will be filled with blessings. And your destiny will never remain the same. Who doesn't love surprises? Even God loves surprises. So this morning, as we engage in the anointing and then go straight into thanking God during the course of the offering, and then we'll move forward from there. Make sure you thank God deliberately. Deliberately. And it starts from the heart. We talked about that on the first day of this fasting. A heart of gratitude. Go and listen to the message online. A heart of gratitude. Because everything, you can't thank God when your heart is not right. When you feel that God has done you bad, He has been. For Him to even make you to be born in Nigeria and not in Britain is a problem. As in, you are carrying green passport. Not that you are, it's a problem. That's how some people behave. That, for God to even bring me here. One day I will tell you one story. I won't tell you today. No time. Because let me tell you something. Anywhere God has placed you, part time, anywhere God has placed you part time, and you are sure that that's where God has placed you part time, that's the best place for you. Anywhere He has placed you part time, which you are thriving there, and you are progressing, that's the best place. If you don't live where you are celebrated to where you are tolerated. Don't live where you are celebrated to where you are. I'm not saying you shouldn't be moving, but I'm saying that go to God first. Let Him tell you that this is what to do. And I pray that the Lord will bless you. The spirit of gratitude will enter into you. Rise up on your feet.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.